今天的经文是在哥罗西书的第三章一到四节。
The scripture reading can be found in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verses 1 through 4.
哥罗西书在新约圣经在腓立比书的后面。
You can find it in the New Testament. It is behind the book of Philippians.
哥罗西书第三章一到四节这样说。所以，你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。我们把下面的时间交给徐牧师。
Let's give the time to Pastor Xu. Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
时间过得非常的快。
Time flies.
上个礼拜天在这儿来的时候，在讲台分享信息的时候，大部分人我都不认识。
Just last Sunday when I first came and then I was giving my first message, I did not know most of you.
一个礼拜之后
，a week later,
大部分人我都认识。
I feel like I know most of you now.
我特别谢谢你们这些弟兄姐妹用爱心招待神的老仆人。
I especially give thanks to many brothers and sisters who serve His old servant faithfully.
把我带到你们的漂亮的 Ithaca 的每一个 falls 每一个瀑布去看了一下。
You took me to every single falls in Ithaca.
可惜看不完。
But I could not finish visiting all of them.
我恨不得我的家人、我的太太和我的孩子也到 Ithaca 来看看这个漂亮的地方，还有这些可爱的弟兄姐妹。
I wish my family, my wife, and my kids, and my children can be with me, so that they can also come and enjoy this beautiful place and get to know the lovely brothers and sisters here.
感谢主，我们在这个一个礼拜里面和二十几位弟兄姊妹一起查考神的话语。
I praise the Lord that in the past week I have had a chance to study God's words with more than 20 brothers and sisters.
我们都知道圣经的知识不够，要真正的把它活用出来。
We know that just to have the knowledge of the Bible is not enough. We have to live out His words.
就像今天这些弟兄姊妹献诗一样，要活出爱。不是把爱放在心中而已。
Just like what is in this song dedication, we have to live out love. We do not just keep the love in our hearts.
今天我有个信息和你们一起分享。
And today I do have a message to share with you.
就是基督就是我们的生命。
And the title is Christ is our life.
每个人信了主以后，都说主耶稣基督的生命进到你的生命。
So everybody after they accept.To Jesus Christ, they'll say that Christ has lived in their life.
成为你的生命了。
Become your life.
到底这句话什么意思？
What does that mean?
是什么个转变和怎么个变化变成主的生命变成你的生命？
So what kind of transformation has to take place so that the life of Christ can become your life?
所以我们今天要用哥罗西书一点点的经节和各位看看这个转变。
So today we're going to study some verses in the book of Colossians so that we can share and learn about what kind of transformation.
我们都知道哥罗西书是保罗的书信之一。
We know that the book of Colossians is one of the letters that Apostle Paul wrote.
而且是保罗监狱书信之一。
And it's one of the letters he wrote in prison.
保罗他的书信都有独特的风格。
So there's a special feature in his letters.
每一本书，他前一半分都是讲教义和理论的。
So in every one of his letters, we know that in the beginning, he talked about theology and theories.
后面一部分都是讲到生活和实用的。
And the second half will be talking about life and the application to your lives.
哥罗西书也不例外。
And same thing with the book of Colossians.
前面两章和后面两章不一样。
So the first two chapters is different from the last two chapters.
前面两章他讲到基督里丰盛的生命是什么。
So in the first two chapters is talking about what it means by having abundant life.
后面那两章第三章第四章讲到怎么样活出这个丰盛的生命。
So the second, the latter two chapters is talking about how to live out such abundant life.
哪一个比较重要？
Which is more important?
我认为两者都重要。
I think they're both important.
前面是理论的部分，让我们看到保罗从神那里来的一个理念，怎么样和弟兄怎么一起相交。
So the first half is talking about theories, and that is the theory that Paul has received from God.
后面那一部分就讲到我们要活出来，真正的遵行神的话语。
So the second half is talking about how to live out such theories and how to obey God's words.
然而我们看到这个中间的转扭点，或者是说一个枢纽或者转折点是什么？就是我们刚刚讲哥罗西书三章一到四节。
So, what is the turning point or the transition point? And that is what we just read, and that's Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4.
换句话，这四节就告诉我们怎么样从认识生命转到活出这个生命。
In other words, these four verses teach us how to transition from knowing about abundant love to living it out.
这是多么重要的事情。
How important this is.
好，让我们来看看。
Let's read it together.
其实在这个第一节里面讲，我们真与基督一同复活，就是要在主里面，我们要真正的重生。
So from the first verse, we know that you have been raised with Christ.
第二节的上边就说我们要思念在上面的事。
And the second verse is talking about how to set our minds on things above.
第二节下面不要思念地上的事。
And do not set your minds on earthly things.
第四就是说地上的是旧的事，在第三节说都要死了。
So in verse 3 and 4 talking about the earthly things are old self, they'll die.
然后新的属天的事要活出来。
And the new, the heavenly things will live.
然后第三章第三节的下面，我们的新的生命要藏在主耶稣基督里面。
And second half of verse 3 is talking about our new life will be hidden with Christ in God.
第四节就最后我们基督就成为我们的生命。
Now therefore in verse 4 is talking about Christ become our life.
这七件事情有次序的一个一个发生的。
So these things happens in order.
生命也一天一天的丰盛。
So your life become more and more abundant.
直到耶稣基督完全成为我们的生命为止。
Until Jesus Christ has completely become your life.
可惜我在讲我们弟兄姊妹第一节是做到了，我们在主里面真正重生了。
However, we realize that many brothers and sisters, they can do verse 1, which is resurrected with Jesus.
可是我们就停在第二节了。
However, many people actually stall on verse 2.
第二节说思念天上的事，不要思念地上的事。
Verse 2 is teaching us to set our minds on heavenly things, not on earthly things.
偏偏我们大部分时间都在想地上事。
However, many times, most of us actually spend a lot of time thinking about earthly things, but not heavenly things.
哎呀，要做这个，要做那个。
Now, what do I do here, this and that?
很可能今天有些人他还没有听完我的道理，想下面今天下午去，这中午这儿吃饭，下午去哪儿了？
Very likely many of you guys right now, even before I finish the message, you're already thinking about what to eat for lunch.
很可惜啊，我们这些人很软弱，就是想地上的事，很少很少想天上的事。
So we can see that we are actually very weak, and most of the time we think about earthly things, not things above.
我们要保罗要他们哥罗西的弟兄姐妹一步一步的走到基督藏在你里面，基督成为你里面的生命，我们走到第二步走不下去了。
So Apostle Paul actually wants brothers and sisters in the church in Colossians to think about heavenly things and step by step to have Jesus to be hidden in Jesus, to have the life of Jesus in them. However, for us, we actually stall on the second step.
很可惜，很可惜。
So it's a pity.
在从另外一个角度讲，约翰福音十五章主耶稣讲葡萄树和枝子在生命上的联合这个比喻。
Another example we can see is in the book of John in chapter 15, it's talking about the vine and the branch.
这个时候生命的结合。
So this is the how to unite your life.
其实这和我们刚刚讲的是同一回事。
And this is the same thing as what we were just talking about.
的确如此，一个枝子一定要长在葡萄树上，和它有生命的联合，才能够越来越丰盛。
So we can see that a branch has to come out from the vine to be connected with the vine, so that we can have, you will give off life.
这个时候，葡萄树的营养才能够去给枝子，枝子才能够结果。
So then the nutrients from the vine, if they're connected to the branch, then the nutrient will come from the vine to the branch.
换句话说，耶稣基督的生命要真正的进到我们生命。生命里面和我们有顺畅的交流，他的生命才成为我们的营养。
So in other words, we have to have the life of Christ to be really in us, so that we can freely communicate with Jesus, so that we can receive the nutrient.
换言之，保罗讲得好清楚，我们要属灵生命的长大，是要和基督的生命联合才行。
In other words, we can see from the words of Apostle Paul that in order for us to grow and become mature, we have to be connected to the life of Jesus.
但是如果我们天天想地上事，根本没有时间去想天上事，这个怎么联合？
However, we always think about earthly things and we don't spend time to set our minds on things above.
所以我再讲一遍，
How do we become connected to Jesus?
所以我再讲一遍，这一步一步的，就先要把自己的心归向神。思想常常想天上的事，怎么想天上？读经祷告。
So I have to reemphasize that to do this step by step. And the second step is set our minds on heavenly things, and that means to often read God's words.
好了，我们再细节的一节一节来讲，好不好
？Now we're gonna study this verses one at a time.
请你们回到第三章第一节到第二节，我再念一下。所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
So let's read again verses 1 and 2. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things.
换言之，保罗觉得哥罗西教会的弟兄这么有个大缺点。
In other words, Apostle Paul thinks that there is a problem with the church.
充满了对主耶稣基督的认识，却缺少经历主的经验。
Now these people, they're full of knowledge of Jesus Christ. However, they do not have the experience of Jesus Christ in their lives.
这和我们今天教会有许多的事情，这个信徒的光景也都差不多。
This is quite similar to many brothers and sisters in the churches nowadays.
在过去这一个礼拜，我对这些我们在一起来研读马太福音的弟兄怎么讲，我们要真正的遵行神的话，真正的活出基督来。
So in the past week, during our extension seminary courses, I have once and again, to emphasize the importance of living out the word of God.
我巴不得这些弟兄们真正能够将来要遵行神的话。
I really hope that all the students or the brothers and sisters who came to my class will really live out God's words.
而且如果我们不愿意花时间去花功夫去思念和想象天上的时候，我们对神的国度没有负担。
Furthermore, if we do not spend time to set our minds on things above, we will lack the burden of God's kingdom.
而对神的大使命更没有负担。
And we even let alone the burden of God's great commission.
昨天礼拜六的时候，我给我们的弟兄姊妹讲，我说我们要记得主耶稣升天之前嘱咐他的门徒就是那个大使命。
And I have reminded the students yesterday in our courses that before Jesus ascended to heaven, he has given us great commission.
奇怪，在马可福音，主耶稣给的大使命是你们要到普天下传福音给万民听。
So in the book of Mark, it's recorded that Jesus said that you have to go to the end of the earth and then to spread the gospel.
到了马太福音最后，耶稣他的记载不一样。他说：“你要使万民做我的门徒。”
In the book of Matthew is written differently. Jesus said that you have to go to the end of the earth and make disciples of all people.
这个就是我们今天教会的使命。
So this is our great commission.
我上个礼拜也在你们提到过，不知道你们还记不记得。
I have mentioned about this last week also. I don't know if you still remember.
我说一个教会对外要传福音，对内要造就信徒。
I said that for a church, they have to spread the gospel to the people outside. Inwardly, they have to cultivate disciples.
我讲这话从什么样来的？
Where did I get this from?
就是大使命。
It's from the Great Commission.
我们把自己充实好自己，有了生命之后，才能够出对外传福音，对内造就信徒。
So then we have to establish ourselves to have to be established, to be firm in Jesus for ourselves first, so that we can spread the gospel to the people outside and we can train disciples.
这种对神的国度和对主耶稣大使命的意向非常重要。
So it's very important that we have the vision of the kingdom of God and also have the vision for the Great Commission.
圣经在箴言里面讲，没有意向，民就放肆。其实应原文是民就灭亡。
So then in the book of Proverbs, it said that if you have no vision, your spirit actually perish.
所以要遵守耶和华的律法，这个人变为有福。
If you follow the law of Jesus, this person is blessed.
弟兄们，前面这两节就让我们安静我们的心，我们专注天上的事，地上的事不太重要，一切都会交给你的。
According to the first two verses, let's set our minds on heavenly things, and then do not set our minds on the things below, because all these earthly things are really not important.
第三节，我再回到原来的哥罗西书第三章第三节，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
Let's go back to the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 3. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God.
其实你没想到，在罗马书第六章第五节，我们若在他死的心脏上与他联合，也要在他复活的心脏上与他联合。
So if we see that in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 5, for if we have been united with him in a death like this, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like this. So there's a very close relationship.
Oswald Chambers, 这个张博士，他在那个竭诚为主啊 ，his highest for my most his highest for our most. Almost for his highest. Sorry, I just go the other way around.
Pastor Oswald Chambers, in his book, Our Utmost in His Highest, has explained this.
他说我们这些人要与基督的生命联合里面有两个步骤，他这样讲。
He said that there's two steps to reunite our lives to Christ.
一定第一个步骤，我们要与基督同死，真的死，死透了。
So the first step is to die with Jesus, to truly, really die with Jesus.
第二个要和他一起复活，和他有复活的形象，在很多方面复活。
And second, we have to resurrect with Jesus. In all ways, we have to have a resurrected life.
我们的生命要被基督的复活的生命所征服。
So our life has to be overtaken or occupied by the resurrected life.
所取代，成为一个崭新的生命。
So our life has to be replaced by a new life.
这真是一个奇妙与宝贵的经验。
This is a wondrous experience.
所以那句话说，你们的生命要与基督一同藏在神的里面。
Therefore, in verse 3 says that your life has to be hidden with Christ in God.
这个藏就是隐藏的意思，是保护和保障的意思，就完全在里面包起来的意思。
So to be hidden means that to be protected, to be surrounded.
就是我们的生命要被神基督的生命所包起来。
So that means our life has to be surrounded, to be protected by Jesus' life.
我讲两个小小的故事。
I'm going to tell you two stories.
我们到银行里面，如果去租一个保险柜
，If you go to the bank and then to rent a safe，
我相信 你去藏放一些值钱的东西，很有价值的或者有纪念性质的东西。
So you're going to put a lot of valuable things in there, something that's of great meaning to you.
好比你买的房子的那个 grandee 的那个房子房地契，或者是你的结婚证书，你觉得很宝贵，或者一个小戒指很有价值，你不放进去。
For example, you may put the deed of your house into the safe, or maybe your marriage license. You think is very valuable.
我相信我们绝不会放一双臭袜子里面。
I believe that nobody will put like a pair of stinky socks in there.
也不会放一双很破烂的球鞋子。
Or you put like a pair of the beat up like sneakers in there.
就是一样，当主神把我们放在他里面这个保险柜里面的时候。
So the same way, when we are hidden in Christ, we put ourselves in Jesus like it's like a safe.
还没到那个地步啊。我的意思就是在我们的柜在这个神里面。又放两样东西，一个是耶稣基督，一个是我们的生命。
So in God, we put two things in there. One is Jesus Christ, and the other is ourselves.
你想想看，第一个神看重我们的生命，居然和基督的生命一同藏在这个保险柜里面。
So you have to think about how precious the God consider our lives are, because He puts our lives together with Jesus' life in the safe.
而且久而久之，我们就和基督声音被他同化，被他熏陶，被他再造。
So over time we will become assimilated, become transformed, renewed by Jesus' life.
很奇妙，神知道我们不行。
It's interesting because God knows that we cannot do it ourselves.
他结果把基督和我们一同藏在神的里面。
So He puts Jesus and us together in Him.
就让我们久而久之被神的生命所征服。
So that over time we can be overtaken and replaced by Jesus' life.
我们像基督一样。
So we will be Christ-like.
我昨天跟他们讲，我说一个真正爱主的基督徒，他又都是一样的谦卑，都是一样的顺服，都是一样的圣洁。
So then we know that yesterday I also told the students that for a person who is truly loving God, we'll see that he is truly humble, truly holy, and truly submissive.
为什么每个人长一样，原来都像基督一样？
Why everybody eventually becomes the same way? Because they are all like Jesus.
如果坏的人乱七八糟都像魔鬼一样，魔鬼太多了。
So if you are becoming not like Jesus or like bad guys, then you all look different because the devils all look different.
感谢主，神看重我们的生命。
And we praise the Lord because the Lord, He really thinks of our lives.
他给我们最好的导师。
He gives us the best counselor.
就是主耶稣基督。
And that is Jesus Christ.
把我们放在一起，放藏在我们的生命一同藏在神里面。
Together with Jesus, we are hidden in God.
多奇妙啊！
How amazing!
我讲另外一个故事。
Another story.
我们家有棵树，这棵树那个果子一直长不好。
I have a tree in my yard, and the tree hasn't been yielding good fruit.
枇杷树听过没有？
It's a kind
我不知道怎么英文怎么讲。
It's a kind of fruit.
这个枇杷树老是长不好的果子。
This tree does not just doesn't really give out good fruit.
我就问我们教会一个弟兄，他是很会做园艺的。
So I asked a brother from my church, and he is good at gardening.
我说弟兄啊，我们家的枇杷那个枇杷老是长得不好吃。
So I told the brother that the tree in my yard does not really yield good fruit.
他说我来帮你忙。
He said I'm going to help you out.
他跑到我们家里面。不但把我们的枇杷的一个大的主干斩了一刀把它切掉了。
So he came to my yard and then he actually axed off a big part of the tree.
他拿了一棵好的枇杷树，年轻的枇杷树，那个结枝就把它绑起来，绑起来。
So he takes a good and a young fruit tree and then connect it together with my tree.
我说要不要放点这个浇水啊？不行。
So, he tied the branch into the big trunk, and then I asked him, "What do you need to use like a crazy glue to put them together?" He said, "No, don't."
还好奇怪，在我们那棵宝贝的 枇杷树上斩了三刀。
And what was even more interesting was that he actually cut three big cuts in the tree.
懂园艺的，你懂，我不太懂。我那时候，你为什么把我们树砍三刀
？So for those who knows about plants or
你知道吗
？Gardening, you will know why he actually cuts three times on the tree.
那个树啊，有一个紧迫感，他想，糟糕了，我要被打死了。他就做得更茂盛。
Because this is actually giving the tree some kind of a threat, so then the tree will think that, wow, I'm going to die, so I'm going to have to grow faster.
还有一件事，就是因为那个小的、年轻的、强壮的这个生命去征服这个截肢，就把整棵树改变了。
So another point was that this young branch actually comes to get connected with the trunk, the old tree. And then the young branch actually overtakes or replaces the old one.
自从五年前被这个弟兄来医治这个树、这树这个病的以后，哎，我们的树那个果子长得好甜，好好吃。
So ever since this happened 5 years ago, my fruit tree has begun to yield very nice fruit.
那个年轻的生命征服了个 老人的生命。
So the young life overtook the old life.
这个就是主耶稣基督，他强的生命在征服我们那个弱的、有很多毛病的生命。
And this is just like how the strong life of Jesus comes to overtake our life because ours is weak and old.
可惜我从来没有吃到过这个果子，因为每年四月我去中国了，那被鸟都吃光了。
So in the past 5 years, I've never tasted that fruit because every year this time when there is yielding fruit, I actually went to China.
我今年四月第一次，五年来第一次吃我们家的后院里面的枇杷树的果子。
So finally, this year in April, I had a chance to taste the fruit from my own tree.
我站在那里，把那个被鸟啄过一点的，我觉得那个特好吃。我就把它打开来吃，就站在那里吃，吃了十颗，哎呦，好棒啊！
So in the past, the birds always came to finish the fruit for me. So this time I had a chance to stay, so then I will be able to pick the fruit. I always pick the one that was been half eaten by the birds because they're actually the best ones. So I was there by the tree and then I ate 10 of them and they are so sweet.
各位弟兄姊妹，我们的生命要与基督一同藏在神的里面，好让他的生命征服我们的生命，改变我们的生命，能够叫我们像他儿子耶稣基督的生命。
So brothers and sisters, we need to hide our lives in Jesus, with Jesus in God, so that our lives can be overtaken, can be transformed and changed by Christ's life, so that we can experience the abundant life.
最后一点就是第四节，我来念一下。基督就是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
The last point, I'll read verse 4. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also appear with him in glory.
刚刚我们说过，神怜恤我们这个软弱幼小的生命，所以他想出一个很好的方法，就把我们生命和他儿子生命一同藏在他里面。
Just now, I just have explained that God has mercy on our weak and small life, so that God has hidden our life together with Jesus in him.
这就是万无一失了。
So in this case, then it's guaranteed that there's not going to be a problem.
就像一个农夫或者一个人愿意栽一棵小树。
It's just like a farmer who is planting a small tree.
当然你愿意它长大和强壮。
So of course we want this tree to grow and become big.
就最好的方法就把这棵树深深地栽在一个肥沃的土地里。
And the best way is to plant this tree in the fertile soil and plant it deeply.
我们有栽树的经验的人很多。
There's a lot of brothers and sisters here among us who have experienced planting trees.
你挖个洞很深，
you can make a deep hole.
这一看旁边好多石头，好多石头，你生怕这个树栽下去没营养。
So if you see that there's a lot of rocks around in the hole, then you think that well, there might not be enough nutrients, not fertile enough.
我相信我们一定去放些 topsoil。很好的土壤放在里面先，对不对？
I believe that most of us will put some topsoil in the hole first.
然后把这个树栽下去。
And you put the tree in there.
然后你加上水分。
And you add some water.
你就觉得它慢慢长了，你每天去看看这个小树。
And then it will grow a little by little. So every day you go and take a look at the tree.
靠下面的根吸收水分和营养，我上面的叶接受空气和它阳光。
So then the roots below will absorb nutrients and water, and the leaves above will receive air and sun.
这个小树就一天一天长大，一天一天强壮。
So this little tree day by day will grow and become stronger.
所以一个树它长大的关键在什么地方？
So what are the keys to the little tree to growing?
不是在它的枝叶上，也不是在它的果实上，而是在它的根上面，对不对？
So it's not on its leaves or its fruit, it's because of the root.
在圣经里面讲向下扎根，向上结果，听过这个话吗？
We've heard about to have a deep root so that you can upwards grow fruit.
这句话就表示说，我们要叫这个树长得好，非要根扎得深，扎得好才行。
So that means that if you want this tree to grow well, you have to have deep roots.
所以一个基督徒生命长得好不好，健不健康，不在环境上。
So then we know that it's not because of the environment that will make this tree to grow.
不在恩赐上。
It's not because of heavenly the gift.
不在你的事业的表现上。
It's not because of your professional performance.
你有没有藏在神里面？有没有好好的扎根在神这个土壤里面？
Have you hidden yourself in Jesus, with Jesus in God? Have you have a deep-rooted knowledge, understanding of God's words?
在乎我们的生命有没有和神基督他复活的生命好好的联合在一起。
It matters if our life is united with God's resurrected life.
我从加州来的。
I come from California.
好多人也从加州来的。
I know many of you also come from California.
我们加州有两种树。
There's two kinds of trees.
一个叫橡树 oak tree.
There's an oak tree.
还有叫 tumbleweed. Tumbleweed 我不知道怎么中文怎么翻译。
There's another kind called tumbleweed.
那个 tumbleweed 在我们那里长得快得不得了。
So tumbleweeds grow very fast.
两个礼拜就长了一棵大树，长得好高的。
So in 2 weeks, it can grow from a little tree into a big tree.
Oak tree 这个橡树一年长一点点。
So oak tree grows very slowly.
他们说上面长两尺，下面长一尺。
So the oak tree will grow, the people say that they grow about 2 feet above and the 1 foot below.
一棵二三英十英尺的树下面有十尺或者二十尺深的根。
So if you see an oak tree that is about 20 to 30 feet tall, you can imagine that its roots is about 10 or more feet deep.
风吹雨打水淋来了后， oak tree 只是摇摇晃晃没事。
So if you have a storm and wind and rain, the oak tree does not really sway much.
好奇怪， tumbleweed 它就倒了，它在地上打滚，这个英文叫 tumble 的意思，就是滚的意思。
So strangely, the tumbleweed grows fast. However, when the wind comes, it just starts to tumble.
我有一次开汽车从我们这个洛杉矶开到 Phoenix, Arizona.我再开过去。
Once I drove from Los Angeles to Phoenix, Arizona.
忘掉四小时还是五小时。
So it's about 4 to 5 hour drive.
我开到 Arizona, 我吓坏了。
So as soon as I arrived Arizona, I was surprised.
在黄昏的时候我开到。
At sunset, I saw something.
我看见那个路上一棵一棵的树在你，我看吓坏了，我这。Freeway 上开过去怎么办？要绕过它吗？
So on the freeway, when I was driving, I saw there's trees here and there on the freeway.
原来都是 tumbleweed.
So these are all tumbleweeds.
它在那滚啊滚啊滚啊，原来是滚的树。
So they're actually tumbling on the freeway.
我就不在乎它了。
So I realized that these are just tumbleweeds.
我就一个撞开了，一个撞散了，一个撞散，撞了十几个，好乐了。
So I drove just like the video game. So I just kind of hit them around, kick them around.
谁敢开车撞一个 oak tree 啊，橡树啊？
However, do you know anybody who dare to drive into an oak tree?
你想自杀？
You think this person might be committing suicide?
可是 tumbleweed 我根本不怕。
But with the tumbleweed, I don't care.
撞击好好过瘾
啊。So when I hit the tumble tree, it feels good.
一撞它就飞了，哇，就散了。一碰一扎，一串散散。
So as soon as you hit the tumble tree, it kind of explodes or dissembles. So
弟兄姐妹，我们扎根深不深，就看见你的生命在不在主里面。
So brothers and sisters, if you want to know if the root of your spiritual life is deep enough, you have to see if you have life hidden in Christ.
我有一个很爱读的一个书，叫 Dr. A.W. Tozer， 他写了一本《一人之根》，The Root of the Righteous。
So Dr. A.W. Tozer wrote a book, The Root of the Righteous.
他说一棵树长得根深蒂固，能够经得起任何的风暴，就是因为它的根的关系。
So he said that for a tree to be strong and firm, that all has to do with its root.
如反而言之，那棵只有叶子而没有果子、被主咒诅的无花果树，就会连根都枯干了。
However, if we know that in the Bible, this fig tree that only has leaves and has no fruit, it was cursed by Jesus, and eventually it has withered.
所以同样的一个根深蒂固的教会和一个满有基督生命的基督徒怎么都毁坏不了它。
So we know that for a church, which has a deep root in God's word, and for a Christian who has abundant life in Christ, we know nothing will sway it.
我真是建议我们弟兄姊妹在这个教会里面好好的把根扎在主耶稣基督的道上。
So I encourage brothers and sisters in our church to really plant your root deep in Jesus Christ.
然后遵行，把你的生命慢慢变丰富。
So you follow His words, and you can make your life more abundant.
然后你不管你世界各国去，不管回到中国、台湾或者香港等等的地方，你带着你的生命去。
Therefore, later on, no matter where you go in any part of this world, you will bring Jesus' life with you.
各位弟兄们，一个基督徒的爱心有根有基。
So brothers and sisters, we know that the love of a Christian is deeply rooted.
如果一个基督徒的爱信心扎根在耶稣基督里面的时候，
when a Christian's love is deep rooted in the faith and the love of Jesus,
他的生命就被藏在神里面。
His life is hidden with Jesus in God.
他的生命就自自然然的丰盛。
So his love will naturally become more abundant.
久而久之，他的生命就成为基督的生命，基督的生命就成为他的生命。
So over time, his life will become Christ's life. Christ's life will become his life.
所以诗篇第一篇讲到一个义人行事为人，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福，他要像一棵树栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。就这意思。
Therefore, we can read it in the Psalm. First Psalm, it says that, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law meditation day and night. He's like a tree planted by stream of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers.
So, 换言之，一个扎根在神里面，被他的生命在被神的生命所包围长大的人，我们就看到他们的果效，就是生命的丰盛的果效。
In other words, we can see that for a person who has deep roots in God's words, and he has hidden in Christ, he has been surrounded and protected by God, we can see the fruit that it yields.
所以我在这个地方最后我与你们共勉，希望我们的生命要实行遵行神的话。
So then I would like to encourage one anotherThat we should follow and obey God's words.
我们要常常思念天上的事。
And oftentimes we will spend time to think about things above.
不要太多的思念地上的事。
Do not set our minds on earthly things.
因为地上的旧的都会死掉。
Because all these the earthly things will pass.
属天的生命要复活。
The heavenly life will resurrect.
我们的生命真的要藏在神里面。
Our life will be hidden in God.
和那个基督的生命被他所征服。
So our life, together with Jesus' life, together will be overtaken.
最后基督的生命就是我们的生命。
So Jesus' life will be our life.
感谢主耶稣基督，就这么简简单单的四节圣经。
We praise the Lord Jesus because he gave us a simple verses, just these four verses.
但愿我们弟兄们，我们一起来共勉。
I would like to use these verses to encourage
everybody. Let's pray together. 亲爱的天父,
dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
主, 你要看到的都是一些愿意谦卑顺服的基督徒。
Lord, we know that you please in the Christians who are obedient.
就但愿你在这个中间有弟兄姊妹心被圣灵感动的话，我们不要消灭圣灵的感动。
We pray that for those who are moved by the Holy Spirit, they do not put out the fire of the Spirit.
不要只是坐而言，我们要起而行。
They do not just sit there and talk about it; they will stand up and take actions.
我们不要只传讲基督，真正要去遵行他的话语。
We do not just talk about Jesus; we really need to live out Jesus.
感谢主耶稣基督，主耶稣的基督要真正成。正进到我们的生命，就成为我们生命。
We thank you, Lord Jesus, because you will come to our life and become our life.
感谢主，让我们真正有活出这个经验，有常常生命中有这个经验主耶稣基督这种经验。
I praise the Lord to give us the experience of living out Jesus.
感谢主，我们今天在这个地方把众人。一个一个都交在你的手中。
We praise the Lord today. We'll give all the children one by one in your hands.
不但我们祝福这里的这些基督徒，也求你祝福他们的家庭，也祝福这个教会。
We not only ask you to bless all the people who are here today, we also ask you to bless the people who are with them, their brothers, their family and their relatives.
让我们都愿意活出。这个耶稣基督丰盛的生命
so that we can all be willing and able to live out the abundant life of Jesus.
我们这样感谢祷告祈求奉耶稣基督生命
We thank you and praise you. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.